You're 11 miles southwest of a little town called Ripon, Wisconsin. You're at 90 knots, 1,800 feet, and there is an airplane a quarter mile off your left wing that you did not see 30 seconds ago. The controller at Fisk just called a high-wing Cessna to rock its wings, and you're flying a low wing, so that call is not for you. Your mouth is dry, your kneeboard has slid down toward the floor. Now, what do you do next? That question right there is the whole ballgame. And I want to talk about the tool that answers it. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. It is the busiest week of the year in aviation. Air Venture Oshkosh is happening right now at Whitman Regional Airport, and for these few days, that field is the busiest airport on the planet. So today we are going to talk about how you actually make decisions when the workload spikes, and there's no time to pull out a checklist. We're going to talk about the 3P model: perceive, process, perform. Let's walk through this together. Before we get into it, a quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial? They've got you covered. It's a great way to mark the milestones that matter, the ones you don't frame but you never forget. AviationSoul.com. Okay, here's the problem. The 3P model solves: when most of us learned about aeronautical decision making, we learned a model built for the ground. You've heard of them. There's the decide model, 6 steps. Great for a slow developing problem. There's a hazardous attitudes list. There's the pre-flight risk assessment you fill out at the flight school desk with a pen. And all of that is good. I want you doing all of that. But every one of those tools assumes you have time, time to detect, time to estimate, time to weigh options like you're doing your taxes. The Ripon arrival does not give you time. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, figured this out too. And in the Risk Management Handbook, they laid out a tool built specifically for the pilot who is single pilot, task-saturated, and moving. They call it the 3P model: perceive, process, perform. And the beauty of it is that it is a loop. You don't run it once. You run it over and over, continuously the whole flight. It is designed to be fast enough to keep up with a fast airplane. Let me break down each P, and then we're going to fly the arrival with it. First P, perceive. Perceive means you're actively scanning for hazards, not waiting for them to announce themselves, hunting for them. And the FAA gives you a memory hook here. An old friend of this show, the PAVE checklist: pilot, aircraft, environment. External pressures, pilot. How am I doing? Did I sleep? Have I eaten today? It's July, it's hot, I've been flying for 3 hours and I've had one bottle of water. Be honest. Aircraft, how much fuel do I actually have right now? Not at takeoff right now. Is anything acting up? Environment. What's the weather doing? What's the terrain? What's the traffic? What's the airspace on the arrival? Traffic is the big one. It is wall-to-wall airplanes and external pressures. This is the sneaky one. This is the friend waiting for you at the campsite. This is the $300 you already spent on the wristband. This is the little voice that says, you came all this way, you're not going to divert now. To perceive is to look at your specific situation and say, here are my hazards, named out loud: fatigue, 40 minutes of fuel, dense traffic. And a strong desire to get in, second P process. Now you take those hazards and you ask one question: so what? What does this actually mean for my flight? What's the risk? Here the FAA hands you another memory aid, the letters CARE, consequences, alternatives, reality, external factors. But honestly, in the airplane, at 90 knots, process comes down to something simpler. You are estimating how bad it could get and how likely it is. 40 minutes of fuel by itself. On a normal day? Fine. 40 minutes of fuel while you're number 30 in a conga line that might get waved off and sent to hold? That is a different number. The same hazard, 40 minutes of fuel, produces a totally different risk depending on the context you process it in. That's the skill. Perceiving the hazard is just noticing the gauge. Processing it is understanding what that gauge means today, here, in this line of traffic. Third, P, perform. You make the decision and you fly it. And then, and this is the part people forget, you go right back to perceive and you do it again. Did my action fix the problem? Did it create a new one? Around the loop you go? Perceive, process, perform. Perceive, process, perform. So let's fly it. Let's go back to that moment southwest of Ripon. You're inbound on the AirVenture arrival. If you haven't read the AirVenture NOTAM yet, and I mean read it, printed it, studied it, flown it in your head on the couch a dozen times, you are not ready to be here, and that is genuinely okay. There is no shame in landing at an outlying field and driving in. That decision made on the couch a week ago is itself the 3P model working perfectly. But say you did the homework. You're over the railroad tracks, following them northeast toward Ripon at 90 knots and 1,800 feet, half mile and trail, exactly like the NOTAM says. And now the workload arrives all at once. Run the loop. Perceive. I've got an airplane closing from my left. He's not maintaining spacing. That's a hazard. Named it process. So what? So a converging airplane at my altitude is a mid-air risk, and that is the highest consequence risk in the entire arrival. Everything else. Fuel, fatigue, the campsite, none of it matters if this goes wrong. This one goes to the top of the stack. Perform. I'm going to give up my spot. I add a little power, or I ease off, I create space, I keep him in sight, and I do not, under any circumstances, fixate on him so hard that I forget the airplane I'm following. I resolve the conflict. Then, immediately. Perceive again. Okay, he's clear. He's ahead now. New scan. Where's my traffic to follow? Am I still on the tracks? What's my airspeed? Have I drifted? Am I still at 1800? You see how this works? It is not a form you fill out. It is a rhythm. It is a way of holding your attention so that it keeps moving instead of locking on to the last scary thing that happened. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. The single most dangerous thing your brain does under high workload is not panic. It is fixate. You lock onto one problem, that traffic off your wing, and the world narrows to a tunnel. And while you're staring at him, your airspeed bleeds off, or you climb 100 feet into somebody, or you fly right past the Fisk transition without hearing the controller call your aircraft. The perform then perceive again part of the loop is the cure for fixation. It forces your eyes off the last problem and back onto the whole picture. It is a discipline. You have to train it, and you can train it right now on ordinary flights, long before you ever point the nose at Wisconsin. Next time you're out in the pattern at your home field, say the loop out loud. Perceive. Here's what I've got. Process. Here's what it means. Perform. Here's what I'm doing. Talk to yourself in the cockpit. It feels ridiculous the first 3 times. Then it becomes the voice in your head that keeps you alive on a day like today. Let's do one more scenario because I want you to see that the loop works for the slow decisions too. Not just the fast ones. You're still 40 minutes out from Ripon, cruising, everything calm. Good time to run a deliberate loop. Perceive with Pave. Pilot. I'm honestly a little tired. 3 hours in, it's bumpy and hot aircraft. Fuel's fine right now, but I plan this tight. Environment. There's a cloud deck building to the north and the arrival is packed. External? My buddies are already there and texting me. Process. So what? Well, if that deck keeps building and the arrival backs up into a hold, my tight fuel plan and my tired brain and my packed airspace all stack on top of each other. Individually, each one's manageable, stacked. That's an accident chain forming. I can see it forming from 40 minutes out. That is a gift. That is the whole point of perceiving early perform. I'm going to make the easy decision now while it's easy. I'm going to plan to land at an outlying airport, top off, rest for 20 minutes and fly in fresh, or just drive in with a clear conscience. I make that call now at altitude with a full brain instead of at 1,800 feet over Ripon with my hair on fire. That, right there, is what good aeronautical decision-making actually looks like. It is almost never a heroic split-second save. It is a quiet, early, slightly disappointing decision that nobody will ever congratulate you for, because nothing happened. Nothing happening is the goal. Nothing happening is the trophy. Now, if you're studying for a check ride, listen up, because the examiner is looking for exactly this. The Airman Certification Standards, the ACS, bakes risk management right into every single task now. It's not a separate section anymore when your examiner points at a cloud and asks, "What would you do?" They are not fishing for a regulation number. They want to hear you perceive the hazard, process what it means for that specific flight, and perform, commit to an action, and then reassess. If you can talk through the 3P loop out loud, calmly, on a scenario they throw at you, you have shown them the thing they most want to see. Not that you know the rules that you can think. And here's the honest part. Learning to fly is hard and it is expensive, and the decision-making piece is the part nobody can hand you on a worksheet. You can memorize the sectional symbols in an afternoon. Judgment takes longer. It's built one small, boring, correct decision at a time. The good news is that a model like 3P gives you a rail to hold onto while that judgment is still growing. Use the rail. There is no prize for freelancing it. Let me bring it home to this week. Oshkosh is the greatest gathering of airplanes on Earth, and I want you to go and I want you to have the time of your life. But the arrival into this show is, statistically, one of the highest workload things a general aviation pilot will ever do. The airplanes are wingtip to wingtip. The controllers are the best in the business, and they are working at a blistering pace. And the thing that gets people is almost never a lack of stick and rudder skill. It's the workload, it's the saturation. It's fixating on one problem and losing the airplane you were following. So if you fly nothing else away from this segment, fly this. When it gets busy, don't freeze, and don't tunnel. Run the loop. Perceive, process, perform. And then do it again. Keep your eyes moving. Keep your brain moving. And give yourself permission all the way up until short final to say, not today, and peel off to an outlying field. That is not failure. That is a pilot managing risk exactly the way the FAA and your examiner and every old head on the ramp hopes you will. Today's breakdown of the 3P model comes straight out of the FAA's own risk management handbook and the aeronautical decision-making guidance in the airman certification standards. Go read them. They're free, and they're better than most of us give them credit for. If you want the show notes, they're at radiohanger.com. And if you're headed to Whitman Field this week, fly it smooth, and I'll see you on the other side of the fence. Blue skies.